Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So are you seeing everything from your customer's perspective and giving them the best possible experience that you can when they are buying their house, when they're going through that remortgage? This is something that I really think needs to be spoken about enough. And it got me thinking about this recently, actually. I had a very funny experience with a client actually of mine when it was on the call when it happened. So I've just bought a new chair. So anyone watching this, you can see. So I've got a Secret Labs chair, which shout out to Alex Curtis from The Lead Engine. He's had one for years and I've been wanting one for a while. And David Sharpstone and all those boys who are friends of mine, they all have them. And I was like, oh, I want one. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying this is to tell you the story. I bought this chair. And these chairs, anyone who knows anything about these chairs, my cushion has just fallen off, so I'll put it there. Anyone who knows anything about these chairs knows they are not cheap. They are quite expensive chairs. And that's great. That's the bit I'm excited about. They're very comfortable, very expensive. The experience of buying them, you end up buying all these extra bits. It's a whole user experience. Only, by the way, you buy it, you then wait, and I had to wait about a month for it to be delivered when they package it and everything like that, only to find out that I was on a call with a coaching call, and the next thing you know, I hear this bang, like absolute bang in the garden. And my office is in the garden, and there's no back access into my garden, by the way. There's nothing at all. It's like a fortress. I'm in the middle. I'm a centre terrace house in Cambridge, and you can't get in or out. You have to go through the front door. So I hear this crash, and I open my studio door to see I look out and I can't really work for what it is. And I open the door and see this chair, this box that's just been thrown over the fence, as well as a couple of other things. So these couple of boxes, but a massive box, which is reading Secret Labs across the side. And it's my chair. And I think, and at the time I didn't really know what to do. I was on a call with my clients. And the next thing you know, I then look and the post or the delivery guy had gone through my neighbor's garden, which isn't a right way. There's no access like that. It's not like a Victorian house. He'd opened my neighbor's door, who, by the way, has dementia. So like, that's not great. And the first thing, and then he'd thrown this very expensive, all in all, it's about £1,000 worth of stuff that I'd bought. He threw all of it over the fence, not knowing what was on the other side, not knowing if anyone would pick it up. And then I got a message saying, to text saying, handed to the resident. Now I, at that point, was like, what the hell's just happened? I was a bit in shock, to be completely honest. I was just kind of like, and I come into my clients and they'll be watching this and they'll know who they are. I was like, I can't believe this has just happened. And I was explaining it. Anyway, it got me thinking about it. And I started thinking about it over the weekend, because this was on Friday that this happened. And this is Monday that we're recording this. And it got me thinking about it. And I was thinking, that really ruined the experience for me. That end was a very bad experience, because it was cheapened. It was, they didn't have any respect for me. The person they chose. Now, was that company them? No. But it was the person they choose, but it's a representation of them. So it got me thinking about two lessons that I think brokers could take away from it. First one is, be careful who you associate yourself with in regards to who you're choosing to do third-party activities. So if you are recommending a home insurance provider and a solicitor, an estate agent, anything that's third-party, not you, please make sure that they match your level of service. Because if you're trying to create a high-quality level of service and that you're trying to build on these referral and this brand and this demand, these three lead flows, we're really trying to make it work and get people to like you and build your business, someone could be ruining that by just chucking a chair, your proverbial chair, over the fence. Because now my experience of Secret Labs is pretty poor. They've been great up until that, but in my mind it's peak end effect, and we speak about this in the blueprint. The peak end effect is very real, and in my mind all I can think about is, remember when I look at the chair, I'm like, do you remember that guy threw it over the fence? Now it's not that I'm not annoyed by it, because I find this stuff quite hilariously funny, and no chairs were harmed in the making of this episode. It was fine, but that's all I'll remember now. So when someone asks me, what do you think about this chair? Would you buy it? Like I did to Alex from The Lead Engine and all those, I will say, Yeah, but I tell you what, the delivery guy threw it over the fence. So that straight away is that, you know, so remember who you're thinking about, who you're partnering with as a broker. The second thing as well is remembering that your day's day-to-day work, your day-to-day life, what you take for granted every single day is someone else's exciting thing, especially with mortgages. And I see this happen. It's very with that guy. This guy just threw over a package because another package in his arsenal of packages that he could deliver that day. Absolutely, of course. But to me, that was a very exciting thing. I was waiting for this chair. I've been waiting for a month. I've been looking forward to it. I've been thinking about buying it for about a year. And then it gets to that point. And this is just a chair. Imagine if this is a house. Imagine if this is a first-time buyer saving for a house, or a first-time mover who's moving out of their two-bed into their three-bed family home, four-bed family home. They've been thinking about this for ages. And if you just go, meh, and don't deliver on that and understand the gravity for them, what that means, then you're missing a point. And the thing that I see many people make, and I don't think this is a good idea, is that people will say, look, like when you're one of many people I speak to, I'm like, yeah, but don't downplay it for them. To them, it's the most important thing in the world right now. Obviously, the chair isn't the most important thing in the world, but it's the analogy. And so I think that these are things we can really easily forget, is that how simple just putting our perspective of the other person and thinking, okay, when they're buying their house, what do they want? Now, doesn't mean you have to jump through hoops for them. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you have to jump through every single hoop in order to make sure the client is always right. I'm not saying that at all. Anyone who's followed me long enough will know that is not what I think. I believe that you should set your own level of care, your own standards, all of that. But what you will find with me is that I think that you should understand and empathize with the other person on the other side. And I think if you're not getting the referrals that you want, so maybe you're struggling for leads because you're not getting the referrals, and true referrals, I mean like clients referring new people, not your mum, your dad, your friends down the pub going, oh, my Billy does mortgages, you check him out. Like genuine, like generational clients, as in there's like a lineage of worked with you, then they worked with you, then they worked with you, then they... The reason why that is potentially because you're not focusing on the end experience for them, and maybe not safeguarding your experience for them in general. So that's today's episode. Make sure that you, yeah, don't buy a Secret Labs chair. and if you think about, yeah, if you think about where you're, what you're doing with your clients, are you making it the most special experience, or understanding and relating to the gravity of how important it is to them at that point? And if you are, keep doing that, keep on trucking. And if you're not, this is just a friendly reminder to say maybe you should. Okay, have a wonderful week, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.